Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Segment 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Are you needing a new tractor or side-by-side to elevate your operation? Maybe a boat or a golf simulator when you want to relax a little bit? Beck's Commitment Rewards Program offers huge savings and interest-free financing on all these items and more. To learn more about Beck's Commitment Rewards, go to beckshybrids.com and remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
I don't know if there's obviously a lot more gifts involved, but obviously with the golf simulator is something that
I'm in on that one.
That would be something that Jake would enjoy. I'm hoping for the side-by-side. And obviously we had Alec that was in here as the top salesman in the entire United States.
Alex?
Yeah.
Alec
was in here. He's the top salesman in the entire United States of seed for any company. And so he has been very big in the rewards program with his customers. It's been outstanding. And like I said, but Trevor has become a scratch golfer because of his...
The simulator?
Yeah. Because of the simulator.
It's like Frost.
Yeah. So he's been very good.
Okay.
Like Frost. He was good at it.
At the simulator.
Yeah. The simulator? I didn't know that. So anyway.
Tootsie rolls in my mouth.
Yeah, Tootsie rolls in your mouth right there. We're trying to talk about
Bex.
Yeah. Bex, thank you, Trevor, for that information. And also, what's nice is that he's going to have a farmers only open.
No way.
Yeah, farmers only open golf tournament.
We can't go to that.
Yeah,
we can watch it.
We can watch. It'll be live streamed out of Norfolk.
We can't go.
Yeah, we can't. We can go. Can't play in it.
We're
it's farmers only.
Spectators.
Because
God dang, isn't there some gray area there though?
Because they get a golf simulator and they get clubs and stuff.
Isn't there sort of a gray area?
With what?
With claiming you're a farmer. I have farmed. You know,
yeah, that's interesting.
I
think you have to purchase seed.
Okay.
I think that's the cutoff. Yes. So I don't think you can say, hey, I have a garden. That should put you in the mix at least.
I detasseled 40 years ago.
I'm just going to say right now, if you had to go out like today.
It was 40 years ago.
If you left your house at 4:30 in the morning or 5 o'clock and say, tell your wife, hey, I got to go plant corn all day, or I have to detassel all day, planting corn's a lot easier. Yeah, I'm going to be in a big combine. Detasseling is still...
Alec is the top seed salesman in America?
Yes, probably in the world. I don't know that, but I know in the United
For
States.
For sure, America.
Yes, America.
Could be world.
And
really?
World. And he sings Creed in
he
karaoke.
He sings Creed. He's with Jake.
With me back in college.
Higher.
At Sandy's.
At Sandy's.
With Elk Creek water flowing.
Yes.
100% flowing. Yes.
Strangely, your shirt was on.
It was on. It had to be on. Thank you to Beck's Hybrids.
I couldn't imagine running into somebody right now and it's all of a sudden, hey, Bush, remember when we were at Sandy's and we sang karaoke? No, I don't. That never.
Creed.
I was kind of buzzed that night, I'm pretty sure.
All right.
Things were. Couldn't
Thank
see,
you.
Couldn't see
Bex.
Straight that night. BecksHybrids.com. 464-5685. Call or text as always. We know that there's a lot of pressure on some programs. Texas baseball. How about this? David Pierce has been the head coach there for 8 years. Saw a rival there's A&M lose, of course, in the finals last night to Tennessee. But Texas fires David Pierce, the head coach, after 8 years. He made the CWS three times. Mm-hmm. Never won. Finished third place in 2021, so that was the best finish they had. But he made the CWS nearly half of his years with the program. The Elite Eight of baseball. Not good enough. You're out of here. There's rumors they might go after Jim Schlossnagel, the head coach of A&M, who tried to deny the rumors last night after the game. He was asked about it, but
Schlossnagel,
who came from TCU to A&M 2 years ago.
Yeah. I think the Texas A&M discussion hurt Pierce, this coach. Texas A&M, two appearances in the CWS the last 3 years. two wins over Texas this season. You get it?
Yep.
You know how much hatred there is there?
That's good hate.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good hate. You like that.
It's serious hate.
Yeah, embrace the hate.
Yeah, because it's real.
It's real.
Nebraska doesn't have a rival like that.
Nothing.
There's no hatred right
now. We talked about
that. You see what I'm saying?
No, we talked about that way back when there's no, when you don't have a rivalry, it's really hard. It's really hard to have a program when you don't have a rivalry.
And that is a, that's not a, like a, that's a real rivalry.
Yeah. Just like the most hate I've ever seen is BYU Utah.
That's hate.
That's, it was serious. Oh yeah, it's not one of those like, oh, we respect. No, true hate.
No,
but,
it's,
but when you don't have that heated, and Nebraska got lucky because they had the Oklahoma rivalry forever, which was a great rivalry.
It was a rivalry. But, it wasn't hatred though.
But you didn't realize it until it went on. Like even they had a chance to pick. You know, Oklahoma's like, well, who are we going to keep? We're going to keep playing Texas.
Right.
That's our rival.
Exactly.
And then Colorado popped up because McCartney made them relevant. Mm-hmm. They were not relevant. He made him relevant, so it kind of turned into a rivalry, at least football-wise it did.
It did. It was real. It's real.
Yeah.
Now, CU-Nebraska's real rivalry.
They don't like each other.
No, it's hatred.
But now they're gonna play, which is awesome, then they don't play again.
I know. That sucks. David Pierce out as Texas's coach. There was an incident in the Big 12 tournament with a pitcher that was ugly. He had to go before the Human Resources Department at Texas. I don't know exactly what happened there. That didn't help his cause. He had been to three straight super regionals, but they bowed out in the regional this year, lost to Texas A&M. Yep. See, that's a problem. You keep losing to your hated rival.
They made the CWS almost half of his years. The Elite
Eight.
I'm going to keep saying it. He was a good coach. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, I'm going to keep saying it. Three out of 8 years, he made the Elite Eight. He didn't win it all. It's tough to win it all, but
I imagine
a Nebraska coach, you know, Nebraska making the CWS 3 out of 8 years.
It's a little different.
You would never want to fire that coach ever.
It's a little different. It's a little different.
I understand it's different, but
and
it's
Texas
still
is going
a
into
different
the
world.
Texas,
if it was 3 out of 8 in Nebraska, that's statue.
Oh, it's,
I'd build the statue.
Governorship.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
I mean,
well, let's not get after Scott Miller right
that's
now.
That's right. I'm sorry, Scott. My apologies.
But there will be a statue of Scott Miller in front of Lincoln Industries.
It's different though, Jake. You can't make that comparison. Nebraska, Texas baseball. Texas baseball going into the SEC on July 1st.
Understood.
Yeah.
It's putting yourself in their shoes though. With this, like, thinking about what they've accomplished in 8 years, 3 out of 8 years in the CWS.
I think about what they didn't accomplish.
He won the Big 12 three times, by the way. Three-time Big 12 champion.
My take on it is when you're at a school of that power, they already have the guy that they're going to get. You don't fire someone like that and then go, well, let's open it up. What do you think?
You've always said that. Are you sure?
They have to have a very good – they're not a bunch of guys this morning going, I'll be going to hell. We fired the guy. What do we do now? I don't know. Well, let's look.
Maybe Schlossnagel
will
listen
to us. Pull
up
some of the records. What about that? What about that guy at Tennessee?
Does anybody know Schlossnagel?
He may have his number. How about Vitelli? He may have his number. Let's shoot him a text. It's probably still up.
CDC is the man. They call him CDC, Chris Del Conte. In fact, the writers, I heard a couple interviews yesterday, and they just referred to him as CDC.
How cool would that be?
Not only that, but Pierce.
He called him CDC, yeah.
Pierce called him CDC. CDC and I met after the season.
That was the direct, yeah.
That'd be incredible.
That was the CDC.
That'd be like with the Lakers. What'd you do? I met with the logo, and we talked about it. He's like, what?
I met with the
Jerry
logo.
West.
Jerry West. No, the logo. Yeah.
I got to go meet with the logo.
CDC.
Oh. Yeah, Pierce said CDC and I met after the season. That's Chris Del Conte. That's the boss.
The boss.
I met with the logo. That's beautiful.
Schlossnagel.
I wish I had the audio because after the game last night, there was a reporter from A&M did ask Schlossnagel about the opening at Texas. Like, it's selfish to ask that question, he said. He's
committed
to A&M, but those people read through the tea leaves saying it would not be surprising if he heard the next day or two that he would be the head coach at Texas, possibly.
You just wish at that point in time, because I know some. Steve, do you have to ask the question?
In the postgame, this is according to the Houston Chronicle. In the postgame interview session, A&M coach Jim Schlossnagel was asked, quote, about rumors circulating today about a specific job opening. Schlossnagel's response was, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you.
Keep going.
So would you ask, Steve, it's a tough, is it one of those things where it's like, hey, listen, I don't want to ask this. The guy didn't want to ask it, but he probably feels like he has to address it.
Yeah, and he
have you ever been in that spot before?
Yes.
Where it's like, I don't want to ask this, but I have to.
Put me on the spot. Do you feel like you have to ask that question in that setting? Here's what I would say to that, Bill. What you would do in this situation is let him have his moment on the podium in front of everybody, in front of the TV cameras and everybody. And then when he walks off the stage, that's when you might go do it. Say it didn't, and say to a man to man, or woman to man, whatever the case may be, hey, coach, I didn't want to ask you this in front of everybody, but I got to do it. I got to ask you. That's probably what I would do. I'd try to get him away from the fray. Does that make sense? He'd still be probably not pleased, but less displeased.
He'd be less if you really preface it with,
I didn't want to do this in front of everybody.
He went on to say this, He went on to say this. He said, I understand you have to ask the question, but I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. Write that. That's what he says at the very end. Write that.
Yeah, I'm surprised he reacted that way.
You know what I'd love to hear from someone in that spot? Just be like, you got a heck of a program. I'll probably think about it tonight. and his walk off.
Let me think about it tonight.
Nothing about tonight. They're a heck of a program. I'll get a hold of CDC.
Okay, now that would be an admirable response in a sense, but the fan base wouldn't like
it. No, I know. But you just like have someone say it once, so it's like,
right.
or say it like that, and then after you get done, say, now isn't that answer just
odd?
And I sound like an idiot, don't I? Yeah. So don't ask idiot questions.
Right. Ooh.
Then,
That's a tough one. Ooh. It's a tough one. I don't know what to.
I don't think you have to ask it. That's myself. But I'm on the different side. You're on the. I accept, because you know what the answer is going to be. You instantly have an upset person on the other side that's mad.
I don't know if you can.
Could you imagine the national championship?
Hold on, Bill. You can't do that where you say you know what the answer is going to be, because so many times you think that, and then the answer is like, oh, God, it's a good answer or it's an interesting answer, and you're like, I almost didn't ask that question because I thought I knew what the answer was going to be. So I don't know.
I would have to agree with you on that. Yeah. There probably is sometimes you get some things where you go, hold on.
Yeah, you can't do that thing in your head where you say, well, I know what the answer is going to be, so I'm not going to ask it.
Because you can do that. Journalist. Coach journalist. We just learned something. This was great. We just went to graduate school of journalism. Ben, did you write any? Ben
he's on his phone.
He wasn't even paying attention. He's on his phone.
He's checked out.
Benjamin,
There was a learning curve right there that I thought I had the answer. And I'm like, I go, no, I'm dead wrong. You need to answer. You ask, because you might get that weird response, and you're the one who nailed it.
Right.
And Ben was on his phone.
Really, Ben?
He was on his phone.
A teaching moment, Ben. He just
teachable moment, Ben.
When we come back, song of the day and Bill's Thrills Bugaboo Tuesday next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.